Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Winnie.
All right, so today we have an article called Spacing Out to Fight Stress.
Space out.
Yeah, I love to space out. But what things make you feel stressed?
If I'm busy, like tight schedule, I will be super stressed out.
So when you have a lot of things on your plate, you might feel a little bit stressed out.
And I'll try to like, oh, what I have to do today, what I have to do tomorrow, and try to make things work out.
Okay, so how do you try to get rid of the stress then? Because a lot of people deal with stress in a lot of different ways. Some people freak out, they don't know what to do. Some people maybe play sports. Exactly. What do you do to get rid of stress?
Watch movies, watch TV, just do something other than what
I should be doing. Okay. Well, maybe we can actually join something called the Space Out Competition. This is one way to also help you get rid of stress. So let's take a look to learn more about it.
Reading.
Spacing out to fight stress. Most competitions are about being the best. To win, you have to be faster, stronger, smarter, or more creative than everyone else. The Space Out competition is the exact opposite, though. It's all about sitting down and chilling out. Space Out was created by South Korean artist Whoops Yang. Yang came up with the idea for the competition in 2014, during a difficult time in her life. Yang was spending long hours at work. When the workday was over, she couldn't relax. Yang felt nervous if she wasn't doing something productive. To escape this negative feeling, she would play mobile games and check social media for hours. This only made her feel worse. Yang knew that she needed to find a way to slow down. She got the idea that it might be easier to relax in a group setting with others who shared the same problem. Therefore, Yang started designing the rules for a new event that could help people do this.
Let's take a look at our article for today. It says, most competitions are about being the best. Now, a competition is basically like a race. You try to do your best to win first place, or you try your best to win, you know, maybe third, second, and first. Now, in a competition, you can become the competitor. And this is just the person who was in this race or a person in this competition.
没错，我们认知的比赛 competition 好像都是一定要找出最好的。There are some exceptions these days. There are the ugliest dogs, the most worthless inventions, 最没用的发明等等。不过呢，像文章说到这个 the article says, to win, you have to be faster, stronger, smarter, or more creative than everyone else.
Right, so like Winnie said, a lot of competitions are not like, oh, the best, blah, 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 blah. There's actually a lot of new silly competitions like the ugliest dog and stuff like that. So there's always a competition for someone. Like this one, the article says, the Space Out competition is the exact opposite though. So instead of being the best to do something, it's the exact opposite of that.
今天介绍这个发呆比赛就是完完全全相反, the exact opposite.
Now, when we talk about exact, it's our vocabulary word. It's spelled E-X-A-C-T, exact. It's an adjective and it means completely true or correct. So if I say, tell me the exact time, it means that you tell exactly what is on the clock or what is on the watch. So for example, right now the time is, let's say, 12:52. So we say 12:52 instead of it's almost 1, right? So the exact opposite means the complete opposite. For example, we can also say, Jasmine asked for the exact address of the restaurant.
Exact 这个是形容词，大部分我们比较常看到反而是它的副词 exactly 确实的，所以 exact 这个形容词就表示确实的、精确的，比如说 exact time 刚刚讲到这个确切的时间，或是 exact address 确切的地址，而不是跟我讲说哎，在什么第五根电线杆旁 7-11 对面这种位置。那这个文章提到呢 the space out competition is the exact opposite 完全相反的，不是要比最好的。 Then what is this competition for?
Well, the article says it's all about sitting down and chilling out. Now, this sounds like a competition that I and maybe you would really like as well.
大部分比赛都是刚刚说到比快、比强、比聪明。在这个发呆比赛，你只要坐着 and chill out.Is it cold? Why is it chill?
Oh, no, no, no. It doesn't mean that it's cold outside. Chill out is actually a shortcut for you word. So let's take a break to learn more about it.
Shortcut for you.
What are your plans for the weekend, Pat?
I'm just going to chill out, I think.
No way! It's too hot. You can't be cold unless you turn your AC really low.
Cool it, Vina. To chill out, or just chill, just means to relax and take it easy.
Of course, chill out means 放松一下.
Exactly. I'm going to relax on my sofa and watch movies until I fall asleep. Then, when I wake up, I'll eat...watch more films, and fall asleep again.
Is that chilling out or just being a lazy pig?
Does there have to be a difference?
All right, so we know that chill out is not because it's cold outside. It just means to hang out and to relax with your friends. I definitely like to chill out a lot with my friends when I don't have anything to do. Next, the article says, Space Out was created by South Korean artist Whoops Young. Oh, she has a cute name, Whoops Young.
所以发呆比赛是从哪里来的呢？文章接着就解释说，这是从这个南韩的艺术家 Whoops Young 所发明的。So it actually comes from South Korea.那这个是其实是从南韩来到台湾红到台湾的这个比赛耶，所以我们说到这个比赛呢是比谁发呆发得好吗？ How did she have this idea?
Okay, well, the article tells us Young came up with the idea for the competition in 2014 during a difficult time in her life. So she was going through some things, maybe she was very stressed out about work or something, and all of a sudden she came up with this idea. So when you come up with something, this phrase means to think of something. So when you come up with an idea, it means to think of an idea, or we can say come up with a plan, to think of a plan for something.
这里我们看到 come up with something 想出，通常这个 something 我们就可以像代换成刚刚讲到 come up with an idea or a plan 想到一个计划一个主意等等的，或者我们也可以说 I couldn't come up with an excuse when I was asked why I was late， 想不到借口为什么我迟到。那回到文章呢，2014年的时候 Whoops Young 呢他想出这个比赛，因为他当时正经历一些很艰困的时光， she was experiencingA hard time in life. What happened to her?
Let's see. It says Young was spending long hours at work. When the work day was over, she couldn't relax. Do you feel that way sometimes?
We all know that. When you work a lot, you don't really get enough time for yourself to relax. 这时候她就花很长时间在工作。You don't have time for yourself.
And it's really hard sometimes to relax because your mind is full of, oh no, what about this work and what is that work? It's hard for her to relax. We can take a look at this word relax. Relax is a verb and it means to stop feeling nervous or worried. So, for example, maybe you're really stressed at work. You try to do something to make yourself not feel so nervous or worried. So I can ask you, what relaxes you? Maybe you can say, going to the beach relaxes me. So this makes you feel less nervous and less worried. We can also use it as an adjective as well. You can say, I feel so relaxed. You add an ed to the end. And this is a way for you to use that word as an adjective.
Relax 这个动词是放松休息的意思。Sometimes when you shop all day, all you want to do is sit down and relax. 唯一想做的事情就是坐下来好好休息一下。另外 relax 也可以用在叫人家放轻松，不要紧张。比如说 relax, everything is fine. 意思差不多就是 don't worry. 那我们可以常常看到这个它的形容词是加 ed, relaxed. 意思就是轻松的、自在的。You feel relaxed.After the finals, 期末考大家一定都有这种感觉。那这种 nothing to worry 的这种感觉。But this was not Whoops Young. The article says, Young felt nervous if she wasn't doing something productive.
So most of the time, people usually can relax after work. You know, they go home, they lay on the couch.
Turn off the brain.
Yeah, they use their phones to relax. But Whoops Young was not that.Actually, after work, when she wasn't doing anything productive, she felt very, very nervous.
Wow.
Now, productive means to find ways to work hard and to get good results. So she didn't feel comfortable if she wasn't doing anything, if she wasn't, you know, making use of her time. So that's why the article says, to escape this negative feeling, she would play mobile games and check social media for hours. Okay.
Oh, I know.
I think we do this a lot now,
yeah.
Too. The great thing about smartphones is that we have a lot of things to look at. We have social media, we have games, and a lot of people, you know, escape onto their phones for hours.
Yeah, after a long day, usually you only want to play mobile games.
Or check Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. What about you? Do you do the same thing?
I don't do games on my phone, but I do check a lot of Facebook.
Oh, okay. And it's a great way to kind of, you know, get your minds off of things.
Right.
You definitely can escape a little bit from your life at work.
所以我们讲到 mobile games, 手机游戏通常就是不太需要动脑的这种事情。Or what I do now is just check Facebook and turn off your brain because you want to escape from all of the stress and all of the work.
Escape is our vocabulary word and it's spelled E-S-C-A-P-E. Escape.It's a verb and it means to get away from something like a place or even something difficult or not so pleasant. So, for example, you can escape from a place like the thief escaped from jail. Or you can also say she moved away from the city to escape a busy life. So this is to escape maybe like a not pleasant thing in your life. So being in the city maybe stresses her out. So she moved away maybe to the country to leave this kind of difficult and stressful life. For example, we can use escape in a sentence like this. Kevin couldn't escape from work even though he was on vacation.
Escape 这个动词是逃脱、逃跑。一般我们说这个逃跑呢，也可以用这个单字。比如说 ，many people from Syria are still trying to escape to Europe。很多难民还是仍然尝试着想要逃到欧洲。如果抽象一点，像文章是这样，是想要逃离某个事物 ，for example, stress 压力，或是刚刚例句提到这个逃离工作，我们可以加一个 from 这个介系词 ，escape from work。What was Young trying to run away from?
She was trying to run away from negative feelings, okay? So negative is also a vocabulary word. It's spelled N-E-G-A-T-I-V-E. Negative. Negative here is an adjective, and it means that you think that bad things will happen, and you're not very hopeful. So, for example, we have this test where you have a glass of water.
Right.
Some people think it's half full. Some people think it's half empty. If you think it's half empty, then maybe you kind of have negative thoughts, okay? So you think a lot of bad thoughts. You think of the worst things that will happen. Now, the opposite of that, if you think the glass is half full,it means that you are probably a very positive person. And it means that you think that good things will usually happen. Or you think good things will happen. You have good thoughts. For example, we can use negative in a sentence like this. You won't get any work done with that negative attitude.
Negative 是形容词，表示负面的。刚刚有提到反义呢，就是positive 表示正面的。最常举的例子刚刚有讲到就是半满的水。你看一杯水一半满，你觉得是一半满还是一半空呢？如果你觉得半满，就是你觉得还算蛮正向。如果呢你觉得已经空了一半，那就是负面的啦。So Young 呢，他为了让自己逃离这种负面的情绪呢，就 会玩手机啊，或是看这个社群媒体 for hours, 好几个小时。And then the article says, this only made her feel worse.英文呢，我们知道这个黄金定律，就是一个句子只能用一个动词。不过这里我们看到 made her feel worse， 这里我们看到 let、make 或是 have 这样常见的是使役动词，后面呢可以直接加原形动词。比如我们常见的 let's go、let us go， 我们走吧，这就是 let 使役动词的用法。那使役动词到底是什么意思呢？就是有使某人去做某人的事情，或是使某件事情发生的意思。不过呢，这个 let、make、have 在语气上还是有些自愿程度上的差别，像 have 呢就有一种命令的意味在。 Let's make another sentence. The boss had the driver get the car ready， 就是老板叫司机准备好车。
Alright, so let's continue reading. It says, Yang knew that she needed to find a way to slow down. Now, when you slow down, it means to let things be at a slower speed, or in other words, to kind of relax and to kind of let her life kind of, you know, slow down a little bit.
因为这样负面的情绪让他就是一直很不开心，所以他知道自己必须想办法 to slow down。 这个 slow down 字面上意思就是慢下来的意思，其实也有放松，比如说 to chill out， 我们刚刚学过的。如果真的有人开车很快，你也其实可以跟他说 Hey slow down， you're almost over the speed limit， 你要超速了。 So she found a way by putting up a competition. It's not really relaxing.
Yeah, that's true. She has to think of more, you know, thingsto think about, but the article says she got the idea that it might be easier to relax in a group setting with others who share the same problem. So these were the baby steps before the big competition.
一个人虽然可能放松，不过啊，如果是一群人都有相同的问题，文章这里用 share 这个动词 ，who shared the same problem， 表示共同经历一些一样的问题。也就是说，如果每个人都有这样的问题、这样的困扰，然后聚在一起，他觉得这样可能更容易可以放松。So what did she do? The article says, therefore, Yang started designing the rules for a new event that could help people do that.
Okay, so we see here, let's take a look at the word therefore first. It's our vocabulary word. It's spelled T-H-E-R-E-F-O-R-E, therefore. It sounds like two words, but it's actually one word, so don't forget to spell it together like that. It's an adverb, and it means because of A, then B happens. So, for example, I can't read Spanish.Therefore, I don't understand what this menu says.
Therefore 是个副词，或我们可以像文章一样 ，therefore 后面加一个逗点，表示所以、因此。我们也可以说它是一个转承词，有承接上下文的作用。所以我们前面会先讲因 ，therefore 后面再接果。同样的用法，我们可以直接代换成 thus as a result， 或是 hence。一样这句我们可以改成 thus。As a result, hence, 所以我没办法理解这个刚刚提到这个 Spanish menu. 回到文章呢 ,therefore 前面的因呢就是因为他认为一群同样相同处境的人可能比较容易放轻松。Therefore, 所以呢他就设计了一系列的规则 for this new event.
And next, we see another vocabulary word. We see the word event. It's spelled E-V-E-N-T, event. It's a noun and it means a performance, like a sports competition, where people, maybe they gather together and they watch something or they take part in something as well. It can also kind of mean like a party as well. So, for example, we can say, my friend hosted a birthday event. That means that she created a birthday kind of party for herself.
Event 本身有事件、大事的意思，比如说 one of the most important events in Taiwan history， 就是台湾历史上最重要的事件之一。那一群人因为大事聚集在一起，所以 event 也有活动的意思。我们可以说 hold an event， 举办活动； attend an event， 就是去参加活动，这、就是比较正式的说法。或是刚刚 Tiffany 老师的例句有 host an event， 一样也是主持、主办。另外呢，我们前面也可以搭配其他的形容词，表示是一个怎么样的活动。比如说 there's a musical event at the park this weekend. We should check it out. 周末有个音乐活动，我们应该去看看。那文章只是说呢，这个新形态的活动希望可以帮助更多人 to be able to relax. We'll come back tomorrow to learn more about this new event, I hope.
Yes, we will.
For You Chat
All right, so our For You Chat question for today was kind of something that I also asked earlier. Mm-hmm. I asked you guys, what do you do to relax when you feel stressed?
Yeah.
Now, Winnie, I remember you said you like to look at Facebook, you like to use your phone.
Or go to movies. Mm-hmm. What about you? How do you relax?
Well, usually I like to watch movies at home. Maybe I go have dinner, I eat outside, I don't have to cook, I feel very relaxed.
That's relaxing.
And I know something that a lot of girls like to do. We like to go shopping.
Shopping, that's
shopping right. Makes you feel quite relaxed.
Not until you see the
credit card bill.
When
you see your credit card bill, you start to feel stressed again.
Again.
And then you start to think, okay, next month I won't
do
shopping.
That.
So next month you'll just stick to movies at home and then using our phones. But also going to the beach maybe also can make me feel relaxed.
Yeah, go enjoy the nature.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys can think about it yourselves. What do you do to relax when you feel stressed? Talk about it with your friends and your teachers. And don't forget to stick to day two as we learn more about this event. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Spacing out to fight stress. Most competitions are about being the best. To win, you have to be faster, stronger, smarter, or more creative than everyone else. The Space Out competition is the exact opposite, though. It's all about sitting down and chilling out. Space Out was created by South Korean artist Whoops Yang. Yang came up with the idea for the competition in 2014, during a difficult time in her life. Yang was spending long hours at work. When the workday was over, she couldn't relax. Yang felt nervous if she wasn't doing something productive. To escape this negative feeling, she would play mobile games and check social media for hours. This only made her feel worse. Yang knew that she needed to find a way to slow down. She got the idea that it might be easier to relax in a group setting with others who shared the same problem. Therefore, Yang started designing the rules for a new event that could help people do this.
Vocabulary Review.
Exact. The exact amount everyone has to pay for the bill is 450 NT dollars. Escape. Many people move to different countries to escape violence or bad weather in their home countries. Negative. Kenny was afraid that people would have negative opinions about his paintings. Therefore, a typhoon was on the way. Therefore, Carrie went to the store to get more water and instant noodles. Event. We have a lot of work to do to get everything ready for tomorrow's big event.